Comedy Dave's game. Dave has come up with a game, and we're going to play the game now. Over to Dave.
Welcome to...
Follow that, Dave.
Yeah, thanks very much. The time is 8:16. This is BBC Radio 1, and it's time to play my new game. So, let's hit the music.
Oh, God.
Right. Okay, that's the wrong music.
All right, I've got a dizzy bed and I've got dizzy out.
Do we not have like an in, which is all made yesterday by Matt Fincham?
We have a bed and we have an out. Maybe it's the out that you've recorded.
Okay.
Oh. Well, I can probably play the out. Does the in explain what it is?
This is not in any way what we did yesterday. Which is brilliant.
All right, shall I play the out?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Intro it again, Dave. It's going well so far.
Okay, so let's play my new game.
Dizzy Quizzy.
That was just the out.
Well, hang on.
But you loop it.
Dave's not happy.
Okay, that's a key change, Dave. So you got...
Dizzy Quizzy. Dizzy.
Dave actually looks like it's the whole thing's ruined now.
This is the best bit of it.
Right. We can play how the sausage goes.
Okay, right. Well, forget anything we did yesterday. Right. And so the rules are very, very simple. It's called Dizzy Quizzy. I have a load of quiz questions to ask you.
Yes.
We have two contestants, and their names are, let's meet them, contestant number one, Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
Now, Dominic will be playing against Tina Dehealy.
Hello.
So... here's how it works. You have 30 seconds on the clock in order to answer as many quiz questions as you possibly can.
Okay.
Each quiz question is worth 5 points.
Right.
A lot of points. For each question.
Yeah.
But it's more complicated than that because while you...
Did he say Simon?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Fine. So, let's not get back to that.
While you're answering the questions, you need to rotate round and round and round. And for each full rotation, you get another 3 points.
Oh, no. So for each one correctly answered and dizzy, 8 points.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Are you with me?
With
you. So we times the amount of questions you answer by the amount of rotations to get your final score.
I love that.
You like it, don't you?
Is that rotation on the spot? Or you walking
around? No, we're going to put you on a spit.
No. Do you standing on the same spot rotating or are you rotating?
Let me demonstrate,
making
Tina.
A circle.
This is a full rotation.
Dave's turning round.
I'm clear.
Right, okay.
You with me?
Yeah.
It's 360 degrees.
Oh,
I think, if you want to go in.
And I get them mic'd up.
Okay, right. So Dominic is going to go first.
Can we not do it in here?
Yeah.
Right.
So just to clarify, Dominic versus Tina, quiz questions, but you spin them while. What? While you're asking the question?
Basically, they need to spin around.
All the time.
They do that themselves. Yeah.
The whole game.
And as many spins as they get. And Chris, you're going to be the spin counter.
Okay. Do they then have to, by any chance, carry a tray of hot coffee?
No.
Oh, what a shame.
No, because that's dangerous.
Okay.
And against health and safety. So I'm going to count how many questions I get right, and you're going to count the spins.
All right. Dominic, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Where?
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Okay, so let's get 30 seconds on the Dizzy Quizzy clock. Right. Dominic, your time starts now. Wool comes from which animal?
Spin, sheep.
Yes. On the periodic table, what is the chemical symbol for helium?
Don't know, H24.
Okay, how many legs does an insect have?
6.
What do tadpoles grow into?
Frogs.
What is the name of Prince William's wife?
Kate Middleton or Catherine.
In which sport might you score an eagle or birdie?
Golf.
What type of animal lives in a warren?
A rabbit.
Ooh. Which telly pair host This Morning in Dancing on Ice? I started, so I'll finish.
Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby.
Okay, so at the end of that, let's see how many questions you got right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Times it by 5, 35 points. But we also need to add on the amount of spins. Chris, what did you count?
Thanks, Dave. Well, I counted the total number of spins for Dominic Byrne was... 14.
So 35 times 14 is...
So have you got to now work out 35 times 14,
yeah,
Dave?
Okay. Hang on.
How are you going to do that?
Hang on my calculator.
Okay, so how are you going to do that?
Hang on. Well, I've got a calculator on here.
You can log into Yeah. Find the app.
35 times 14, Dave.
Open the app.
14. Dave, 490.
400. 490 points for Dominic Byrne. It's a very big score.
Thank you.
We have a very strong contender coming next. Let's meet her. Her name is Tina Dehealy.
Woohoo, that's me.
Yay, Tina, how do you feel?
I'm nervous.
Yeah?
I'm very nervous.
Tina, what are you doing? Why are you leaning into that microphone?
Oh,
when
yeah,
you have a microphone
true.
Attached to your face?
Yeah.
Okay, so Tina,
you're doing it again.
Tina, you know how this works.
Yes, I know how this works.
You know
Dave.
How this works.
I'm ready.
Now, Dave, mm-hmm. I can tell you from the sidelines that Dominic forgot to spin on the first question
yes.
and was fairly slow in his spinning.
Yeah.
However, he did start to wobble about spin 12.
Okay, I'm with you.
And still spoke back to Chris as if there was a mic in front of him, I noticed.
Mm. I don't know what that means. No. But anyway.
Tina, are you ready?
I'm ready to rotate.
Are you primed?
Yes.
Let's get 30 seconds on the Dizzy Quizzy clock. Tina. Your time starts now. The One Show is currently hosted Monday to Friday by Matt Baker and who?
What's her face? Pass.
Pass. How many
Alex
buns?
Jones.
Too late. How many buns are there in a baker's dozen?
13.
Yes. Siamese and Persian are both popular
Cats.
Breeds. Yes. Who is the president of the United
Barack
States of America? Yes. Which motorway links rugby with Carlisle?
No idea.
What colour is Kermit the Frog?
Green.
Yep. Which date
Faster.
On the calendar is known as Boxing Day?
26th of December.
In which country is a soap opera Home and Away set?
Australia.
And what is 7 multiplied by 5? I've started,
Best
so
five.
I finish. Yes, that is correct.
Wow.
So
there you
let's
go.
Add those Woo! Fellas up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 again. Times by 5 equals 35. Now it's all about the spins on this one. Chris. Over to you.
Dave, I can tell you, after a shaky, very slow start from Tina, she did pick up some pace. You did say, I've started, so I'll finish. Mm. So she did manage to get one extra turn in. And that one extra turn brought her to 14 complete spins.
Wow.
It's a tiebreaker.
Wow.
You don't need to get your calculator out, Dave. It's the same score.
It's a tiebreaker situation. Now, this, I was hoping this would happen.
Right.
Which means that we need to go to our tiebreak.
Oh.
Okay. And this is how it all works.
Tiebreak.
Dom and Tina, stand in front of me. Let's get some tension music on.
It's a tiebreak.
You haven't got a tiebreaker, so
I do. Okay. Okay. Could we have some tension music, please?
Certainly.
This is high drama. Okay. Dom and Tina, I'm going to ask you each a question.
Yeah.
You did say 3 points for every rotation, didn't you?
Yeah. Is that right?
So did you? So your time's to score by.
I'm sure, it's right.
The number of spins.
I won.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean you think you won? You both answered the same amount of questions and did the same amount of spins, Tina.
Anyway, right, here we go. So, I'm going to ask you both a question, and I just need to take your first answer.
Okay.
Okay?
He hasn't worked out a tiebreak.
He hasn't, does he?
I'm working it out as we go.
And also, do they have to spin? Why don't they spin while you're trying to think of a question?
No, I know what the question is.
All right.
But you know what? Let's get 5 spins off you each.
Okay.
Just to confuse
just
your mind.
It's going to be fun though if they spin and vomit.
Come on in.
Okay.
5 spins. Go.
Go.
One.
Two.
No. Two.
Three.
Four. Five.
Five.
We're tangled up.
And now carry this tray of hot coffee.
Here's your tiebreaker question.
Here's your tiebreaker.
Yeah. Simon.
He can't think of a question.
Dominic.
Dave.
What colour?
They get one each, do they?
No, it's the same question.
Why are you saying Dominic?
Because I asked Dominic and then I asked Tina.
So they get... Okay, fine.
Go on.
Okay.
Dominic, what colour are my underpants?
What day is it?
Well, you get half a point for yellow and brown.
Toweling. I'm going for black. I'm going for a bog standard black pant.
Tina, what are you saying? What colour are my underpants?
I'm going for a navy blue.
Okay. Dominic, you say black. Tina, you say navy blue. I genuinely don't know. The answer is navy blue.
Oh.
The winner is Tina
Dehealy. Oh. Wow. How do you feel that went, Dave?
Do you know what? Not as brilliantly as I'd hoped.
Wow.
You should have seen the effort we put into the theme tune yesterday.
Yeah. It's a great game. Tina, how do you feel?
I'm dizzy.
Yeah.
But I'm a winner.
Yeah. Well done.
Do you want to know your prize?
Yeah, go on then. Is there a prize? Another sock. Oh, nice.
It's some Viennetta. It's some Walls Viennetta. What flavour?
This is the vanilla one.
Oh, beautiful. Nice.
I'll have some of that.
Oh, once a game and it went well. I can't wait for another one of Dizzy
Quizzy. It is a brilliant game of mine, yes it is. We did a theme tune yesterday, but it's lost in the system.
We can do a big out, you ready?
Blame Matt Fincham. Dizzy Quizzy. Dizzy Quizzy.
And this is a big final one.
It's Dizzy Quizzy.
Wow, what a game.
Yeah.
Pioneer, as I said, we have been shortlisted for the Pioneer Radio Awards for next year.
No one else is doing this, apparently, yeah. Right now.
It's very original.
You've got to respect what we're doing.
What have you got in your bag, Salad?
Well,